Whistleblowing has been an important part of reacting to workplace corruption and oppression and trying to bring about dramatic change. In recent decades, whistleblowers have been treated with greater respect by the general public. But there's also been a stronger backlash, putting whistleblowers in danger of losing their livelihoods, their savings, and more. Tom Devine is legal director of the Government Accountability Project and has represented a number of whistleblowers. And Tom, how would you say whistleblowers are faring these days?
For whistleblowers, this is the best of times and the worst of times. It's the best of times because we've won a legal and cultural revolution. Since the millennium, we've passed 15 whistleblower statutes all unanimously. There's no other issue in the country that has such deep bipartisan support from the politicians. And that reflects a complete change in attitude by the public. Instead of being viewed as nuts or traitors, whistleblowers are now respected and admired as the public's eyes and ears. People who risk their careers to defend the public against abuses of power by government and corporate bureaucracies. That's wonderful. Whistleblowers have also making more of a difference than at any other time in history. And that's the whole point of freedom of speech, is to have an impact. And they're consistently slaying Goliath. You know, for myself, we haven't lost a case since 2006 representing whistleblowers, even though they're always the underdog. They're proving the power of the truth. The worst of times, though, is the more difference they make, the more intense the retaliation gets, because bureaucrats are threatened more by them.
Tom, what are some of the methods of retaliation that are being used against whistleblowers now?
The forms of retaliation are getting more intense, and they're getting uglier, and there's too many holes in the wall in terms of the rights that whistleblowers have. And as a result, the government's just shifted to new tactics. Instead of firing the people who challenge abuses of power, they put them under criminal investigation and give them the choice of resigning or getting indicted. And if they don't resign, they can face indictment. And this new tactic of criminalizing whistleblowing is even scarier than firing people. If it's frightening to think of losing your job, it's downright terrifying to think that you're going to be put in jail because you challenge the powers that be. I don't expect that I'm ever going to be able to be on one of your programs or anyone else's and say, well, we've had a happy ending to this. This is a timeless struggle. But the whistleblowers have been winning every battle since the millennium, and so we're on a roll.
Are there certain industries now that trouble you more than others, or that there's a greater need for whistleblowing, or you're seeing more whistleblowers in those industries?
Two industries that really stand out are the healthcare industry and the defense industry. And the reason we know that is the success of America's most effective anti-corruption law, which is a whistleblower statute called the False Claims Act. It allows whistleblowers to do more than make noise. They can actually file suits on behalf of the taxpayers to challenge fraud in government contracts. The healthcare industry and the defense industry have been 1-2 for decades in those suits. And these whistleblowers are averaging over $1 billion a year in recovery and civil frauds, primarily from those two industries. And it's been getting better and better for the whistleblower's impact, but more and more discouraging for the report card and corporate integrity. Over the last few years, they've recovered over $3 billion in fraud recoveries, primarily from the healthcare and defense industries.
Tom, do you see any reason to think that the current administration is going to lead to more kinds of whistleblowing? And in part because of when President Trump came in, there were phrases like draining the swamp, and Steve Bannon talked about threatening traditional institutions. I mean, should we expect there to be a need for more whistleblowing because of that?
Well, I'm afraid that what we may see is a little bit of schizophrenia. President Trump's intolerance for criticism of himself or his own policies speaks for itself, and that's not too optimistic for future whistleblowers on the Trump administration. On the other hand, President Trump kind of ran as a citizen whistleblower, challenging abuses of power by big government. And a lot of the whistleblowers backed him because they were challenging abuses of power by big government, government bureaucracies. when it comes to people who've been blowing the whistle on the Obama administration. President Trump's been excellent, been kind of a cheerleader for them. He set up a whistleblower office at the Veterans Administration. Some of his early appointments, like at the Office of Special Counsel, which is the Federal Whistleblower Protection Agency, have been excellent. So the jury is out what's going to happen with this administration. But traditionally, most political parties have been big supporters of whistleblowers on the other, on their opponents, and have been pretty intolerant of people who blew the whistle on them. And that's a much larger phenomenon than the current administration.
Tom Devine is director of the Government Accountability Project in Washington, D.C. And Tom, thanks so much for your insights.
Thanks for having me.